we're discovering increasingly as hour goes from hour, as we've spent time this week focusing in our personal prayer time on the work and the ministry of the Christian Institute, how they are seeking to stand for truth and righteousness. They're standing for things today that would never have been an issue a couple of years ago. It would never have entered into the psyche or the politics of our life in Great Britain. Folks, we need God's word more than we ever had done in order to understand it, in order that we might be like men and women like Daniel, living for God in a foreign land. We're reminded from last time in Daniel 9 when we were there together that God's program for his people Israel will eventually end with the Messiah returning and reigning in righteousness. We are looking forward to that day, because what we have reigning at the moment is far from righteous. But we are encouraged by the man Daniel, as we saw in chapter 9 together, that God is a God who hears prayer. Folks, remain faithful. Remain faithful in those closet places when you close that door, when you, it's just you and him. Because God hears our prayers, but not only